Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With starting pitchers, I don't care who they are. I mean, one bad start in the postseason can torpedo the entire year for a ball club, especially in those short series, wild card series, which we expect the Yankees to be participating in. Luis Gil, wasn't at his best last night, but Fernando Cruz came in. He saved the game. Really, that was probably the turning point when he comes into the game there and does his job. Overall, from a Yankee perspective, I don't care if it's against the Twins, Yankees did what they needed to do, scoring 20 runs in the last two nights, this after being shut out the night before. And that's what drives you mad about this Yankee team. They're so inconsistent offensively. One night they look like world beaters, the next night they can't scratch across a run. But the thing that I would take away from last night is the bullpen doing their job. All the A guys, Cruz, Williams, Weaver, Duvall, doing, obviously Bednar not getting a night off here. He's not getting in a 10-5 game. But those are the important pieces for the Yankees come playoff time. Can they get two of those guys to be trusted in the playoffs? Also, looking at the standings, I know the AL West has a good battle going on right now with the Astros and the Mariners. Mariners now are in the second wild card spot behind the Yanks. So the Yanks, I mean, it's not just like, okay, ho-hum, let's get to the finish line and have home field in the wild card round. Like, they got teams pressing them, whether it's Boston, Seattle, or Houston. One of those teams could threaten the Yankees to have home field, and you want the home field in the wild card round. Again, do I think the Yankees couldn't win on the road? No, they could, but you just feel a lot better knowing that those three games, if necessary, that third game would be, of course, in Yankee Stadium. Taking on what's going to be dangerous teams. Either way, Boston, I think, is a dangerous matchup. Seattle, with their pitching, a dangerous matchup. Oddly enough, I would say that the one team that I'd feel most comfortable facing if I'm the Yankees in the first round of the wild card would be the Astros, the team that's owned them in the playoffs. I would feel better. I know no Alvarez, he's been banged up here. But if I'm the Yankees, now they don't care about this other than getting home field. I'm sure that they're not worried about matchups with that. But I think Seattle and Boston could both be dangerous for the Yanks. 888-808-1019, talking about the Mets and the fact that they might not make the postseason. For me, it's not about a prediction or bold prediction. It's just my feel. My feel this entire time has been they'll be fine, they'll be fine. However, over the last week, and specifically this weekend, the reality to me that they just don't have enough. You look at the rotation after Peterson again last night. The hope is Senga coming back from the minors. You're relying on Tong today in a huge, huge game. Think about not only the results with 10 games to go and a game and a half lead over Arizona, who, in fact, Arizona owns the tiebreaker right now, but think about the feel and the momentum if the Mets lose this game today. Ooh. So, yes, obviously the results are imperative with 10 games to go, but the entire feel from the team and the vibes from the fan base and all that stuff a win will help, okay, stabilize, and that would mean three out of the last four. Maybe they are going in the right direction, even with not having enough in the rotation or in that bullpen. Ray is in Waterbury, Connecticut. What's up, Ray?
Hi, Sal. Great show as usual. Great monologue.
Thank you. You're absolutely right.
Today's game is the season. Because if they win today with that kid, he pitches it, whether he gets the win or not, it changes the whole feeling. Because now, if we can split those next six games, they got to go. The other three teams got to go crazy to beat us. You know.
Well, today, I mean, Arizona.
I agree with you, Sal.
Arizona, and thank you for the call, Ray. Arizona is only a game and a half back, and they have the tiebreaker right now based on division record. That is subject to change because both the Mets and Diamondbacks still have division games to go. Hoff, you have the D-backs schedule up real quick. You want to go over
that with me?
Okay, so they play the Giants today or no? What do they got? Are they already at the
No, they're done with that series. Okay. So now they're off today.
Okay, so off today. So then everybody. The Mets, right, either way. So it's going to be a game or a two-game lead after today, depending on what the Mets do.
They have the Phillies tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, so they play the Phillies first, not the Dodgers. Okay.
Correct. They got they're home against the Phillies.
Okay, three against the Phillies. Okay.
Then they're home against the Dodgers for three, and then they finish off at San Diego for the final three.
So six of those games at home. Six of the games are like, oh, Philly and L.A., those are tough. I mean, but they're at home as well for Arizona.
Yeah.
All right.
I know you said that the Phillies are still playing for the number one seed, but
are they really?
I mean,
yeah,
they can say that, but like that doesn't mean they have to go all out and win every game. They would like to.
And by the way, in all likelihood, like right now, the Brewers have 93 wins. The Phillies have 91. So I'm not saying that it's not possible for the Phillies to catch Milwaukee, but in all likelihood, the Phillies are all but locked into that second spot. And there's no
right, which is still good. Hey, by the way,
no, I know
they still
got to
buy.
Correct. I'm just saying that. Like, are they going to be really going all out? Who knows? I have no idea. All I can say is yes. Phillies and Dodgers are tough opponents. I would not be surprised if the Diamondbacks were able to take a couple of those series. Now, today's important because the Mets also followed up with three games against the Nationals, which will be their remaining easiest games. Not only is it against the crappy Washington Nationals, they are at home. Like, that will be the determining series. Today may be the biggest game of the year to date, but that series overall will determine whether the Mets, like, really they should sweep. And two out of three might not even be good enough, but anything worse than that, they're toast. If the Mets don't win at least two out of three against Washington, they are toast. Going into Chicago, you know, whether the Cubs have something to play for or not, I don't care. It's going to Chicago and then closing the series in Miami. Come on,
Sal. I got a bad feeling about this.
I've had it for a while,
and because the writing's been on the wall, like we're sitting there saying, "Oh, well, they have to beat the Nationals." Yes, they have to. But are the Nationals going to say, "Yeah, let's just roll over and die for the Mets"? No. Same thing with the Marlins. They never do. When it has to go the Mets' way, it doesn't work.
Now, the one thing that I would say is against the Nationals, why I would expect a chance for a sweep. Nats stink, Mets great at home, Sproat, McLean, and then I'm assuming Holmes, Manaea, piggyback. That's their three best options for starting. Now, that's what I'm saying. If they don't sweep that, dude, beyond that, they're in big trouble. Monday, the off day. Then you have Peterson, either Tong or potentially Senga, before then you turn it back around to the top of that rotation. Like,
Did we talk about this? Or did I just make this up in my head? Maybe I had a dream about it. But like, when's the last time the Mets, besides the playoffs, when they were last year when they went on their run, when's the last time that the Mets really celebrated clinching a playoff berth?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Last year's 161, but they still had to go back out there.
Right, so it was kind of half-assed. They didn't do it in 2022.
Right.
So you get, what, 2016?
Did they? Wasn't that towards the end of the season, too?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they celebrated to get in. Obviously, 2015, that I remember when they won the division. I mean, it's because they won the division a handful of times in my lifetime.
So you're talking about it's been 10 years since they really celebrated making the playoffs.
Making it? Yeah, right. That's the caveat here, because they celebrated a lot last year after winning the wild card round and after winning the division round. But actually making the playoff, clinching a playoff spot, yeah, last year was kind of subdued because it happened in between. You know, it was a double dip going on. Couldn't even really fully celebrate.
I hate this team. I mean, you can't get joy out of anything. Holy crap.
See, but that's where I want to decipher where I'm at. You're, like, when you were saying this a week ago, I'm like, come on, dude, you're emotional about it. You're the pending doom Met fan. And there was a lot of that I was trying to fight off for weeks and months. With 10 games remaining, with the rotation in shambles the way that it is, my gut feel has changed where I just felt like they're hanging on for so long. But you always are like, they stink.
No. If you ask BT, which he's not here, unfortunately, if you ask BT, he thinks I'm the other way. He thinks that I'm always so happy about them. I try to be as realistic as possible. My clarity came last week when I was looking at the schedule going, we're doomed. There is no chance. There is nothing good going to come out of the season, and all it's going to do is remind us of 2007, and I'm going to, you know, have heart palpitations.
Paul is calling from Yonkers. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Sal. I'm just hoping we don't make the playoffs. I need Mr. Cohen to be angry, to be upset, be mad, make some changes here. Today, the biggest game of the year, we got four minor leaguers on the field. Third base, second, catcher, and pitching. That's what you're fighting with. You can't sign Soto and have four minor leaguers on the field. It's just not feasible.
Well, I mean,
he's got to make changes.
You do have to rely on some of the young guys at some point, Paul, and thank you for the call. And look, you shouldn't be, if you're a Met fan, certainly. I mean, if you want to root against the Mets, that's your prerogative. But if you're a Met fan, you shouldn't be hoping they miss the playoffs just because you want Cohen to be angry. Steve Cohen's not a fool. David Stearns is not dumb. Like, they also see what we have seen throughout the course of the regular season and know that that is unacceptable. Stearns alluded to it the other day, if not flat out saying it. I did not expect us to be here. And we got to assess why we are here after the season. Right now, it's about just getting in. You have the Mets lineup for today, Hoff? We'll do that maybe when we come back. I don't know if it's out yet for the afternoon game. I think it is because I saw it somewhere. I just got to pull it up. We'll do that. But look, Beatty's been really good. I mean, Alvarez went healthy. You know, the home run last night. Like, Alvarez has shown signs of that potential. Vientos has had a rough year, no doubt about it. But I wouldn't just look at them and say that they have, you know, minor leaguers all over the place. And Jonah Tong, that's where I have an issue. Your starting pitcher, you're relying on him to get through a huge game when he couldn't get out of the first inning and had a total meltdown on, you know, last Friday. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.